joining us now with a look at agricultural weather and into the weekend, as tomorrow we do not have shows in the morning, is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We got a little bit of shower activity occurring out there. Thunder rumbled across some areas also overnight last night. It was kind of a resemblance of past spring and summer seasons. I guess we're warming up enough that that's what we have to deal with now for a while. The temperatures out there this morning, balmy, running mostly in the 50s across a big part of the region from southeast half of Iowa and eastern Kansas through all of the heart of the Midwest, Illinois, eastward into Ohio and up into parts of Michigan. So quite a contrast from where we were just last weekend when it was downright nippy cold across the region. Well, the temperatures are helping to put some more moisture in the atmosphere. The atmosphere is allowed to hold more, I guess, when we're this warm, and that's why we've got some shower activity occurring out there this morning. It is rather poorly distributed, but there will be some of this occurring as we go through the day today. Not necessarily real welcome, I guess, when we're trying to get the ground to dry out a little bit. The forecast here is going to offer more precipitation for the region as we go through the day today. In fact, there may be later this afternoon and evening a little line of thunderstorms that can develop across parts of Indiana and Ohio and maybe produce some locally heavier amounts of rainfall. And we may see precipitation still continuing tomorrow across portions of southern Illinois and southeast Missouri and parts of Kentucky as a little reinforcing shot of energy starts to work its way along the frontal boundary. And that precipitation will go ahead and work its way through the rest of the Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky area as we go through the afternoon tomorrow and into Saturday morning. So we're going to end up with a fair amount of moisture across parts of the region. Early indications suggest that those rain totals will most likely be in the range of around a quarter to three-quarters of an inch, but there will be those stronger storms that will produce some 1 to 2 inch amounts of rain, and that is something we just simply don't want right now when we're trying to get these fields in good shape for planting. The break in the precipitation that's coming up will be certainly welcome, but it may not be quite long enough lasting. There will be another chance for some rain moving into the Ohio River Valley as we go into Sunday night and into Monday morning. This little disturbance is really quite weak. It's probably not going to produce much moisture, but there will be a few areas that will pick up on some additional precipitation. That's not going to be welcome. And we get out towards the middle part of next week, and we've got a new frontal system that will begin to impact the region. And that'll start a period of several days of shower and thunderstorm activity that will work its way through the lower Midwest and leave us with an environment that certainly won't be very supportive of getting into the fields for a while. The temperature bias across the region is still looking favorable as far as raising soil temperatures additionally. We'll look for the temperatures this afternoon to be in the 60s and 70s across a big part of the Midwest. Most of those 70s will be lower 70s, but it'll still be out there from Illinois southward. And, of course, we've got the shower activity that'll work kind of against us for a little while here today. Tomorrow we'll look for a little bit cooler across the region, 40s and 50s in the northern Midwest, 50s and 60s in the south, and then we'll start a new warming trend as we go into the weekend. By the time we get to the first part of next week, we should be looking at 60 and 70-degree temperatures again across the southern two-thirds of the Midwest, with some 40s maybe still occurring up across the Great Lakes region. Our lowest temperatures at night are not likely to get much cooler than 20s and 30s, but we will see a risk of some frost and freezes across the northern half of the Midwest on Saturday morning when it's coolest. And then as we go forward in time, we're going to be watching real closely for a larger ridge of high pressure to build up across parts of the region, maybe at the end of next week into the following weekend. It could bring a much more significant period of drier and warmer weather. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.